A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin Beis, Psachim 72a, pagination page 143. The Mishnah on the facing page, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis 71b, pagination 142, was dealing with a case that a person accidentally shecht a korban that was not supposed to be shecht on Shabbos, thinking that it was a korban Pesach, which, if the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, you would be shechting on Shabbos. So he's shechting a korban that's not supposed to be shecht on Shabbos, thinking that it is a korban that is supposed to be shecht on Shabbos. In essence, if we're looking for correlations, any case where a person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, but in reality he's not doing the mitzvah, is going to be something worth comparing to this case. And the Gemara does launch into a fascinating page of discussion of different cases where the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, even though in reality he is not. Take for example, over here where we want to begin, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph 72a, pagination 143, the second half of the page, the beginning of the line is Utanan. It must be about 25, 30 lines from the bottom. Utanan. Misha hayulo shnei tinokos, a person who has two children in front of him. Echad lemolo achar ha-Shabbos. One of them is supposed to be mal, supposed to do the circumcision after Shabbos. It's a Sunday bris. Child was born on Sunday. Shabbos is still too early. Ve'echad lemolo b'Shabbos, and the other child was born on Shabbos. The eighth day is Shabbos, and he's supposed to do the circumcision on Shabbos. V'shokach, he forgot. U'moles shel achar ha-Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he did the child that was supposed to be on Sunday, he did it on Shabbos. Chayiv. He is in Shabbos violation. What about the reverse case? Echad lemolo be'erev Shabbos. One child was a Friday bris, supposed to be. Ve'echad lamol b'Shabbos, and one of them was a Shabbos bris. V'shokach u'mola shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Friday bris never happened, and they end up doing the Friday child on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says you're obligated in a chatas, is considered a Shabbos violation that requires the atonement karban because it was not the mitzvah that you were supposed to be doing. For Rabbi Yeshua poter, but we understand that there is an element of mitzvah that's happening over here. And Rabbi Yeshua says that it's not subject to the chatas atonement karban. What's the difference between the two cases? Difference is whether there's an element of mitzvah going on. If you have a child that's supposed to be circumcised on Sunday, then Shabbos is too early. There is no mitzvah yet. And when you do that on Shabbos, that's a chatas, that's a Shabbos violation. But if you have a child that is supposed to have the circumcision on Friday and it wasn't done, and you end up doing it on Shabbos, so even though the halacha is that mila shelo bezmana, a mila not in its proper time, is not going to push away the laws of Shabbos, and you're not supposed to do the Friday bris on Shabbos, nevertheless, if someone did, there's an element of mitzvah, because the child is ready for his bris, and any day after that eighth day is going to be an eligible time to do the mitzvah, just that it's Shabbos and you're not supposed to do it. But there's an element of mitzvah involved. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, that once there's an element of mitzvah involved, it mitigates and does not require the korban chatos. Now, the Gemara here is quite sophisticated. I'm going to try to choose a piece here, at risk of being somewhat superficial, but I think that we will still get considerable lessons from it, even if it's not as thorough as we hope someday to be able to do this Gemara. Take a look on Amud Beis, the second side of the staff. So we are on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, 72b, pagination 144. In the wide lines, count down about 7 or 8 lines. At the end of a line, Yosef Rabzeira v'Rebbe. Yosef Rab Zeira v'Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Akila de Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, v'Yasvi v'Ka'amri, they were on a porch, and they were schmoozing and learning, and they said as follows. Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, in the name of Reish Lakish, Nischalif lo shvud shal nosa b'shvud shal tzli. If a person accidentally mixed up a spit, the roasting spit, of nosar, of meat that has expired in its time frame because it's kachim and it's only allowed to be eaten for a certain amount of time. So he has the entire spit filled with meat that has been roasted and presumably at one point was eligible to be eaten. And he mixed it up b'shvud shel tzli with a different spit that is current meat that's eligible to be eaten currently. Va'achlo, and he ate the wrong one. Chayiv, he's chayiv. The person intended to do a mitzvah. He was trying to eat the meat of a karban, and that would be a mitzvah. His intent was to do a mitzvah, but he ended up eating the wrong one. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, and Rabbi Yechanan added on a different case. Ishto nida boal, Chayiv. If a man ends up living with his wife when she's a nida, after her menstrual period, so that's chayiv. That's considered a violation. We'll have to understand it's a more sophisticated case than it's coming across as, but he's saying chayiv. Yivimto nida boal potter. But a similar case, by his yivama, when he's marrying the wife of his deceased brother, in the case of Yibum, where his brother died without children, and he's supposed to marry that sister-in-law, which in our time, just to get practical, we don't do. Instead, we do the rejection ceremony, the chalitza. But if this would be done in a time where they would do Yibum, so Yevimto Nida, the similar case, whatever the mess up was, whatever the mistake was, if he lived with his Yevama when she was a Nida, after her period, before she went to mikvah, potter. So obviously the Gemara is going to have to explain why the wife is different than the Yevama. If they're both Nidas, what's the difference? But before we get to that, let's first explain the relationship of Rabbi Yechanan's statement to Reish Lakish's statement. Reish Lakish made a statement regarding the spit of meat that got mixed up, and Rabbi Yechanan is making a comment regarding a woman who's a nida, and the man made a mistake. Should he have known? Shouldn't he have known? Okay. Ika da Amri, end of the line. Some say that the way to explain the relationship between Reish Lakish's statement of spit of meat and Rabbi Yechanan's statement about the women, Kol shekein b'yahi d'mechayiv, d'lo asa mitzvah. Certainly, in the case of the spit, you would be obligated in the carbon of atonement, because no mitzvah was done. At least with the women, perhaps, we'll have to discuss, is a mitzvah being done. Ista amri b'yahi potter, and others say that by the spit, you're certainly potter. Certainly, there's no obligation, according to Rabbi Yechanan, for an atonement karbon, and in that he is arguing on Reish Lakish, my taima why. Hasamhu dahavale lishiyule. We understand by the woman, there's someone to ask. Avalacha, but over here, by the spit, lohavale lishiyule, there's no one to ask. And therefore, lo, it's considered a true accident, a true mistake. Now let's continue with what, for us, in this session, I believe will be the essence of our study. For Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan, Maishana Yevimta de Ka'avid Mitzvah, what's the difference by a Yevama that you're doing a Mitzvah? Ishtanami Ka'avid Mitzvah. Your own wife, you're also doing a Mitzvah. Why in one case did he obligate it in a carbon and the other not? And the Gemara says, Be'ishto Me'uberes. By his wife, when she's a Me'uberes, she's pregnant already, so there's no Mitzvah of Peru Revu, of being fruitful to have children, because she's already pregnant. So the Gemara over here, for the moment, assumes that there is no mitzvah going on. Says the Gemara, Va'ika Simchasona, but if the woman is getting pleasure, there is a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah going on. So the Gemara answers, Shelo b'shaso nosa. It's going at a time where he's not obligated in giving her pleasure. According to a person's vocation, his job, that's the amount of obligation. It depends what's normal, regular for him to be home and available. Says the Gemara, that still doesn't really answer because there's a still a mitzvah going on. Ve'omar Rava, chayiv adam l'sameach ishto b'dvar mitzvahs. A man is obligated to care for his wife in this area. Reb Moshe in Igros Moshe points out that it's the same obligation to clothe and to provide food, the mitzvah of emotional and physical support. And that's true, even not according to the exact schedule. And the Gemara says, Samach Levesta. It's talking about a case where she's expecting her period, and he should have asked her. And that's the kind of accident that we're dealing with over here. Ihachi afilo yevimto nami, his yevama also he should have asked. She's also a person. You could ask her. And the Gemara explains that by a yevama, it's a little bit more lenient because yevimto buzzes mina. He's not comfortable talking to her. It's a sister-in-law. It's not his regular wife. And therefore, ishto lo buzzes mina. His own wife, it's normal to ask where she is in terms of her cycle, but the Yevama, it's a little bit more lenient. And that's why Rabbi Yechanan ruled that Ishto Nida Bo'al Chayiv, if a person is with her Samach Levesta when she's expecting her period and was not supposed to be with her, so by his own wife, and then an accident happens and it turns out she's a Nida, so then it's Chayiv. But Yevimto Nida Bo'al Potter, but if you had a similar case, but you were dealing with the Yevama, where you're not comfortable to ask, so that's a case of Potter. What I'd like to take out of this Gemara is the awareness of the obligation of the husband to the wife, as the Gemara develops it. It's not only a mitzvah of Peru Revu, it applies even when she's Me'uberes pregnant. It's not only a mitzvah at the right time, according to his vocation, but as Rava says, it's a mitzvah even whenever she expresses interest. The only limitation is Samach Levesta when she's expecting her period, or obviously at the time of period when it's truly prohibited on an even greater level because of the term Nida. Yashikoach, have a great day.